Chapter 4. The Journey. We left Durban in January, and in May we arrived at a big village. From there it was impossible to travel further with a wagon and oxen. We left our wagon in the village with two servants to take care of it, and sold the oxen that we still had after our difficult journey. Then we hired more men to carry our boxes, and we continued on foot. At first, we all felt nervous, but Umbopa began to sing a funny Zulu song, and soon everybody felt better. 2 weeks later, we came to a beautiful area with a lot of water and trees. We wanted to stay there and rest for 2 or 3 days, but after dinner, we heard lions and elephants outside our camp. It was very frightening, and we decided to leave the next morning. We travelled for another 2 weeks before we reached the village called Sitanda's Kraal on the edge of the desert. Sir Henry and I stood on a grassy hill and looked towards Suleiman's Mountains.
"My brother tried to cross this terrible desert," said Sir Henry. "I hope we can find him."
"It's a terrible journey," I answered. "It's possible that he's no longer alive." Umbopa came and stood behind us. He pointed to the mountains.
"Are we going to those mountains?"
he asked.
"Yes," said Sir Henry. "My brother went there and I must find him." "It's a dangerous country. The people who live there are strong and brave," said Umbopa. "They have powerful wizards and witches. There's also an ancient road. It's so old that nobody remembers who built the road."
"How do you know that country?" asked Sir Henry.
"I'll tell you when we cross the mountains,"
answered Umbopa with a laugh, and he turned and walked away. We divided our things into 5 bags. We took as much water as possible, but we knew we had to find water in the desert or die. We decided to wait until night before we began our journey. Our plan was to travel at night because it was cooler. When the moon was in the sky, Sir Henry, Captain Good, Umbopa, a servant called Ventvogel, and I started to cross the desert.
"Gentlemen," Sir Henry said just before we started, "we're going on a strange, dangerous journey, but we're all good men. I hope that God will protect us."
It was very lonely in the desert, and our only guide was Dom José de Silvestre's old map. We walked for hours, and then stopped to drink. After a short rest, we continued to walk until the sun was high in the sky. We lay down to sleep during the hottest part of the day. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we began to walk again. At 2 o'clock in the morning, we stopped to eat and rest.
"We must dig a hole now while it is cool and cover it with bushes," said Captain Good. "The bushes will give us protection from the sun."
We rested and slept in our hole until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we started on our journey again. It was difficult not to drink all of our water. We walked slowly all afternoon, and at sunset we lay down to rest. When the moon was in the sky, we started to walk again, and at 2 o'clock in the morning we reached a small hill. We had very little water.
"We must find water tomorrow," said Umbopa.
I went to sleep thinking about water.